We are learning Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah, the new Mishnah Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, on top of the Amud. Zok the Mishnah. Mishnah halacha is that we know that a milah b'zmanoi is doicha Shabbos. There's another halacha that if you do a milah before the eighth day, you're not yoytzer a mitzvah milah. Mitzvah milah has to be by day, and it has to be on the eighth day. And on. After that, it's not Mila Bezmana, but Yotze Mila. If you do it too early, not Yotze Mila at all. So the Mishnah has a case like this. Misha Hayuloi, the Moel had Shnei Tinaikis. He had two babies he was going to do Mila on. Echad Lomel Echa Shabbos. One, the Zman Mila was for Sunday. The Echad Lomel Shabbos, and one of the babies was Mila was this Shabbos. The Shachach, he had two babies, and if the guy got mixed up, the babies got mixed, he got mixed up which baby's which. The Shachach Omol Eshel Echad Achar Shabbos V'Shabbos. He did the milah on the baby that was supposed to be on Sunday, and he did it on Shabbos. The halacha is his chayiv. His chayiv because he did it, made a chabura. It was a mitzvah. No, it wasn't a mitzvah. It was too early. So even though he was trying to do a mitzvah, he made a mistake in a mitzvah, but since at the end of the day he didn't do a mitzvah, he's chayiv. The next case, a similar case, but it's different. Echolom of Erev Shabbos. One was slated to have a milah on Friday. Echolom of Shabbos. Other one was supposed to be on Shabbos. V'shachach ha'mol shel Erev Shabbos v'Shabbos. He made a mistake and he did the one of Erev Shabbos did on Shabbos. So here, he's mekayim a mitzvah. Just, the only problem is, it was shloi bezmano. It was on the ninth day, but he was mekayim a mitzvah mila in this case. The first case was too early. That's not mekayim a mitzvah mila. Here, he did it one day late and he did it on Shabbos. So it's machlokes. Rabbi Yezim mechayim chatos. Rabbi Yezim holds mechayim chatos. Rabbi Yeshua paiter, Rabbi Yeshua holds mechayim chatos. Why? Because you did a mitzvah l'maisa. You made a mistake in a mitzvah and you did a mitzvah. And the Gemara is making a limudim for this. Just enough community between the Reisha and the Seif is. In the Reisha, it was ta'ab with mitzvah. He was trying to do a mitzvah. He made a mistake in a mitzvah. He didn't do a mitzvah l'maisa. In the second case, he was ta'ar in a mitzvah and he actually did a mitzvah at the end of the day. It was shloi bezmana, but he did a mitzvah of mila. And there, Rabbi Yeshua could be pater. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara is going to have different versions of this machlokes. Rav Huna masti chayiv. Rav Huna. It says, like our Mishnah, the Reisha is Chayv al Kuliyama, where the case was, he did Sunday's Bris on Shabbos. He learns Kuliyama Chayv. Rabbi Huda, Masti Potter. Rashi, it says, it means the Reisha. He's going to the Reisha that you Potter in that case. But not Mamash, the case of our Reisha, we'll see. It's going to switch around the cases in the other order. And the first case we did that called Potter, and the second case we Machlokes. And the Gemara is going to explain. That's the good thing. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what Rav Yehuna says or Rav Yehuda says. Rav Huna is basically like our Mishnah. And the Gemara explains, Rav Huna Masni Chai, the Taimut and the Braisa. Om Rav Shim ben Alozo. Like Nechaku, Rav Eliezer, Rav Yeshua, Amisha Hoylo Beis Tinoikis. Echolom of a Shabbos, Vecholom of Acha Shabbos, Veshochomol Eshel Acha Shabbos, Beshabbos Shu Chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, do not argue when you have two children to make a milah on, one on Sunday and one supposed to be at the Shabbos, and you switch to the Sunday one on Shabbos, Lekuliyam Yechayiv. Like we have in our Mishnah, Lekuliyam Yechayiv, because he didn't do a mitzvah. Amanechlu, what's the machlekes? In which case is there a machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua? He had two babies, one supposed to have a milah on Friday, one supposed to have a milah on Shabbos. He did Friday's baby on Shabbos. He did it on the ninth day. Because he says, milah is chayiv chatos. Rabbi Shua poiter, Shua is a poiter, because the maisa, I was busy with a mitzvah, and I did a mitzvah on poiter. They both learn out from Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is the makar for chiyav chatos in Kol HaTorah Kula. That if you do a avera, it's chayav karas b'shoigeg yechayav chatos. Shabbos, it's a shuri Shabbos. One of the things that's chiyav karas. That's what's chiyav chatos. Where do you know chiyav chatos from Avodah Zarah? So there are both things from Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Eliezer Sava Kavaris Chavim. My Avodah Chavim Amar Achmona Leisavid. Just like Avodah Zarah, where the Torah tells you a lav, you're not allowed to do something. V'chi Ovid Mechayiv. If you do it, Yechayiv. How can I Malish? No, he also you're not allowed to do Chabura. He did a Chabura. Then it's Yechayiv. Rabbi Shua, no. Hasam lav mitzvah. Hacham mitzvah. It's not doing it to Avodah Zarah. Here, the Ma'aseh doing a mitzvah. And maybe when you're doing a mitzvah, he holds when you're doing a mitzvah, it's not doing it to Avodah Zarah, and therefore you're not Chayiv Echatas. So that's Rav Huna's explanation of this machlokes. It's exactly like our Mishnah. That when someone does this milah, shaloi bezmana, and it's early, so you're not mekayim a mitzvah, then everyone agrees you chayiv. The machlekes is, when you did the milah Oh, they're supposed to be Friday on Shabbos. He did a day late, which Shleiv is mana, but it is a mitzvah upon him, because it's when it's late, it's a mitzvah. When it's early, it's not even a mitzvah. When it's late, it's a kapon of a mitzvah. And that's where Machlekes is Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda, his version of the mitzvah would be more kuladik. Rav Huna masti pata. Rav Huna is masti in the ratio of mishta pata, be the opposite case, and the second case would be machlekes. And we'll explain right now. The Tanya. Amra Meir. Lo nechleku Rav Eliezer Rav Yeshua mi shehoyu lo beis tenaikis. Rav Eliezer and Yeshua don't argue in a case. We have two tenaikis. Echelom v'ev Shabbos. One had a milah slated for Friday. V'echelom v'ev Shabbos. One was supposed to be on Shabbos. V'shachar amol shel erev Shabbos v'Shabbos. You by mistake did the Friday's bris on Shabbos. Everyone agrees in that case you were potter, because there you were ta'av advar mitzvah and you did a mitzvah. In that case, everyone agrees potter, because the ma'isa is the ninth day. Okay, shleiv is mana, but I was busy with a mitzvah. I had another milah to do today that was supposed to be done today, and I got mixed up and I did this. So therefore, it's ta'av advar mitzvah va'asa mitzvah. What's the machlekes? Amenach ku amisha the beis tenaikus echelom al echav Shabbos wants to be Sunday achar Shabbos v'echelom al Shabbos wants to be on Shabbos. And he knew he had to admit a milah today on Shabbos. So shachach amol shel acha Shabbos Shabbos. He did Sundays on Shabbos. Did it early. Did it on the seventh day, which is not a mitzvah. So Rabbi Yehuda mechayev chata. So Rabbi Yeshua poter. And Yeshua was a poter. What's the pshat? Shneim lelam duah el mevis chavim. They both learned it from Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda saw the kaveris chavim. Let's compare it to Avodah Zarah. That's when a makar fechiyev chata says. Let us saw kaveris chavim. Ma veris chavim mar rachmana loy savid. Just like Avodah Zarah when it's a lab. And Torah says you shouldn't do it. But if you do it, mechayiv, mechayiv v'chatos. Hachinam leishtal. Lemaisa, it's the milah is shleiv is mana. You're not allowed to do it. Pashut. Rabbi Yeshua, why does Rabbi Yeshua hold pot? You're not even doing a mitzvah. Hasam by Varezara leitorid the mitzvah. You weren't torid the mitzvah. Hachatorid mitzvah. Here, lemaisa, you were torid the mitzvah. You had a milah today. You did have a milah today to do. And you got mixed up. So since you were busy and your mind was working overtime because you had a mitzvah today, therefore, you have a special, it's not Dermot Avodah Zarah, and you are potter. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's much more makel. He says, if it's a mitzvah and Tav da mitzvah, everyone agrees it's not Dermot Avodah Zarah, and there you're potter. The machlokes is, where you were tarred in a mitzvah, and you didn't end up doing a mitzvah at all, you did it on the seventh day, did the Sunday's baby today, still according to Rabbi Yeshua, you'd be potter, because you're tarred in a mitzvah. Tani Rav Chia. We have a brayse now that's to say something a little bit different, and we're going to see how it stems. Tani Rav Chia. Oima hoya Rav Meir. Rav Meir say, Lo nechleku Rav Eliezer Rav Yeshua, mi shehoyu loy beis tenoikis, echelom v'ev Shabbos. You won't have a Friday baby, v'echelom v'ev Shabbos, only a Shabbos baby. V'shocha amol shal erev Shabbos, b'shabbos, shu chayiv. Everyone agrees, this case is chayiv. Now this is the first time we saw such an idea, that everyone will agree that Yechayiv in such a case where it's the Friday's baby was done on Shabbos. We never saw such a case because here now we're saying like even more chumer that as long as even you did a mitzvah, as long as it was wrong, it was Shleiv is mana Yechayiv. But then it gets even worse. Aman Nechaku, so what is Machlekes? Let me show you the basic note because Echelom al Achar Shabbos, Echelom bis Shabbos. One was supposed to be on Sunday, one was supposed to be on Shabbos. So Shach HaMol Shal Acha Shabbos to Shabbos. He did Sunday's baby today on Shabbos. Shreve Eliezer Mechayiv Chatas, Shua Poiter. Let's do Chayiv Chatas, and Shua Olje Poiter. That Adkan, the Braisa, that Reb Chia brings down. So Charetz Apella. Madach in a case where you did Sunday's baby today, which is early, still Reb Shua holds Poiter. Why? Because you tarred a mitzvah. So if I did Friday's baby on Shabbos, I'm going to be Chayiv, Kuyal Mechayiv, how can I reach the thing? And that's the Gemara's question. Hashtar of Yeshua safe for the ka'av a mitzvah. You didn't do a mitzvah at all. Potter. Ratio the ka'av a mitzvah and the ratio where you did a mitzvah. You're going to be chayiv, mechayiv? How could it be? It's Masha Pella. If it's Friday's baby, I did on Shabbos, and there you're doing a mitzvah because it's one day late. It's Shleiv's mana, but it's at least a mitzvah, and there you're chayiv. So if you do Sunday's baby on Shabbos, you're going to be potter. And so my answer is, you know what the case is? Amr Yanai, Reisho is saying Kuliyam Chayiv. Really, Rabbi Shua holds potter by both, of course. And maybe even Kuliyam a potter in the first case. You know what the Reisho is talking about? Amr Yanai, Reisho, going to Kodam Umol Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. The case was that you already did Shal Shabbos. Remember, we had the Reisho of the case is, you have a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby. And say you did the Friday baby on Shabbos, it says Yechayiv. And the question is, why should be Yechayiv? It's all it is a Midrash Shleiv is Mana, the Maaseh is a Mitzvah. So the answer is that there were two babies here. There was supposed to be a baby on Shabbos. That baby lamb doing Erev Shabbos. So it came Shabbos, he had no mitzvah anymore to do because that baby was done. Leinu the Shabbos l'dachos. So therefore, everyone agrees with Chayiv because there you can't say you're Torah than a mitzvah, even though you actually did a mitzvah then, but you can't say you're Torah than a mitzvah because you didn't have a mitzvah to do today. Sefer, the case of Sefer, Al Kaparim, nit the Shabbos l'dachos. There was supposed to be a Shabbos bris today. You just did the wrong one. You did Sunday first. You did a Sunday today. You did a Sunday, the Sunday baby today. But there, at least you were Torah the mitzvah of Shabbos. Mashenkin, the ratio, the case was, we're saying a new case here, the case is that you did Shabbos' bris today, early, a day early. And therefore, Nalin the Shabbos Lidachos. Omri Ravashi Ravkana, why don't you say ratio Nalin the Shabbos Lidachos, the Gabbat Tanaka style? Malamaisa, there are some babies in the world who are born, who are having a bris today on Shabbos, so there is some mitzvah today. Then, well, no, the high Gabbat, Mila Yisav, he didn't have the job, so he's not Torah in the mitzvah, so you can't use that excuse. So what does it say in our Gemara here at the end? Just to bring out the Chesbonis we got clear, but it comes in this Gemara that if someone does a Shabbos bris, he does it early on Friday, so we know it's did it early. So Chayra, don't you have to do a Tavistan bris because you're not Yetzir a bris? So maybe there is something due on Shabbos. We're saying there's no Torah mitzvah on Shabbos. There is a mitzvah. The Tavistan bris you have to do on Shabbos. So it sounds like from the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch that Yitaka don't have to do a Tavistan bris by someone who got a bris early. And the Makar will be from this Gemara, because Gemara says it's not Lidna Shabbos Dachis. The Ramah in Reish Samach Beis Aleph says, Hagah, Ovar Mol Belaila, Tzorach Lach Sor Lahatav Menandam Bris. Someone did a bris at night, he has to do it again by day with a Tavistan bris. Mol Toich Ches Uvayoyim Yotza. Within 8 days, you Yotza. And it sounds like you don't have to do a Tavistan bris. Zok the Goyin, the Raya is Mar Gemara. Of the Achrayim all, and the Rishonim really, the Ritva, they say it's Nishkin Raya at all. Because Avadi have to do a Tavistan bris, even by a baby that was done early, you have to do a Tavistan bris. And really, Shulchan Aruch says that later on, you have to do a Tavistan bris. But it's not Deiches Shabbos. And that's why I'm saying there's no mitzvah to do on Shabbos because you did the meal already. A Tavistan bris. A Tavistan bris is not Deiches Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Katan, a baby that's born and needs a milah, sometimes nima l'shmeina, sometimes he has a milah on the 8th day from when he's born, sometimes l'tisha, sometimes 9 days, l'asara, sometimes 10 days, l'akha, sometimes 11 days, l'yobes, sometimes 12 days. L'ipachos v'loyoyse, not more or less. Hakeitzad, how is it possible? Kedarka, if he's born, kushmak, Monday morning, next Monday morning is a bris l'shmeina. Kedarka l'shmeina. Let's say he's born Monday evening, Shkia time. And we're not sure, is it Monday or Tuesday? So when do you make the bris? Next Monday, next Tuesday. You don't make it next Monday because it might be too early, and too early not Yaitza. So therefore, Masaf, you can make it Tuesday, which is like the 9th day. So Leben HaShemash is even a test. So you have a bris on the 9th day. Ben HaShemash Erev Shabbos. Let's say you're born, the baby's born Friday evening, Shkia time. So the 9th day would be what we call 9th day Masafik as Shabbos. But Shabbos, it's a Safi. You can't make a bris on Shabbos that day. Therefore, we have to do it on Sunday, which is, could be the 10th day. Nima La'asara is the 10th day. Yontav Lacha Shabbos. If you have Yontav comes after Shabbos, Shabbos is the first day Yontav, and Sunday is the second day Yontav. So then you have to wait till after Yontav. So Nima La'asara will be on Monday, which would be the 11th day. Beis Yom Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you have to have a bris on Tuesday. Nimol Shnei Masha, which would be 12 days from when it's born. It's born on Friday, Ben HaShemashas, you won't do a bris until Tuesday, which is 12 days after the baby is born. So that's how you have 12 days. Now, the some of the Acharenim or some Rosh Hashanim asked, why do we say 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Any 2-day Yontif, we have a Yontif Sheni. So maybe it's right from here that Yontif Sheni, you could do a bris. But the Rosh Hashanim say, no, it's not a Raya. It's not a Raya, because it could be we're talking about the Mishnah went for Eretz Yisrael, where they don't have 2 days Yontif, they only have Rosh Hashanah, and therefore gave this case. But of course, 2 days Yontif would be the same thing. And the Mishnah ends off with a portent halacha, katan ha-choyla, imelim ha-tzayat she-yavri. A katan that gets sick, choyla kol gufay, you have to wait until you do the milah, until it gets better. And we'll see what that means in Gemara immediately, what that means. A katan that gets sick, you have to wait until it gets better. Amar Shmuel,
No, it wouldn't be, because
it is never more than never 4 days Yontif in a row. So if 2 days Rosh Hashanah first, then Shabbos, it's also only 3 days. You never have more than 3 days in a row. Here we got to give the case of Shabbos and two Yontifs. But 2 Yontifs and 1 Shabbos, the same halacha. It's only 3 days altogether of Yontif in between. So it's never possible to have more than this. Omar Shmuel. So Shmuel then explained this halacha of katan achor le'im moyelim oisoi ad sheyavri. Omar Shmuel, Chaltzosai Chama, if it got a fever, which is a chayla kol guf, Noizloi kol zayin lahabroisai, you get 7 days to get better. That means it was born on Monday, the bris is supposed to be on Monday. Lamaisa was sick until Tuesday with a fever. You have to count 7 days from Tuesday. That's the halacha. You can't make the bris mizman anymore because you need it after it gets better from being sick. You have to wait 7 days after it gets better. And we'll see, it's a brisa, and it's a shayla of halacha which we're Sinai, or it's a chazal came up with this shir. But like point, you have to wait 7 days until it gets healthy. Eboiluhu, mi binim eis leis or not? Do you need 7 full days, 7 24 hours, or on the 7th day? So Toshima, let's try to bring a raya. Tani Luda wrong to the brisa. Yoyim havra also kiyem avodai. The day you get better is like the day you're born, and then 7 days from there is the bris. So my love, my yoyim avodai loy midon say eis leis. Just like when it comes to being born, you don't need eis leis. For example, if a baby's born Monday at 7 o'clock, an hour before Shkia, the bris is next Monday, even though it's not 7 full days, 7 full 24 hours. So maybe we're saying just like yoyim avodai loy midon eis leis, af yoyim havra also loy midon eis leis. Maybe getting better also don't need eis leis. Or, so it's good, that's a riot, because Yom HaVrasa, Yom HaVolda. So I'm going to lie. Odef, Yom HaVrasa, Yom HaVolda. It's better. Deal Yom HaVolda, Levi Nimeis Leis. Yom HaVolda doesn't need 7 times 24 hours. When it comes to a bris, if you're born Monday afternoon, you can make a bris Monday morning, the next Monday morning. Deal Yom HaVrasa, Yom HaVolda. But Yom HaVrasa does need 7 full days, Meis Leis. Why are we saying Ki Yom HaVolda? I mean, it needs 7 days like Yom HaVolda, but it's different. This needs more. This needs a full 24 hours. And that's how we talk a Paskin. That when a baby's sick, you have to wait 24 hours. So it could be negaya a lot of times that, so a very short time, the baby's born and its temperature is too low or too high, and by 3-4 hours later, it's better. So the baby's born Monday morning, and you're going to make a birth next Monday morning, right? Baby birth Monday morning. But it might say that's sick for a few hours, and at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday, it got better. The birth next week will be on Monday at 2 o'clock. And one have a morning bris, because you always need 7 full 24 hours when a baby has chatzos echama, when it has a sickness, and this is how we pass on halacha l'maaseh.